You're listening to Talking Travel with Roy Lowy and Friends, the number one source for travel news, reviews, and in-depth travel journalism, broadcasting live from Florida's Sun Coast on the Travel Talk Radio Network. Don't forget, you can listen to us online 24/7 at ttrn.com. And now, here's the travel guy, Roy Lowy.
Yes, and this is the travel guy, Roy Lowy, and thank you for that intro, Scott. We've got another in-depth travel show for you today, and my guests are Mr. Evan Eggers with the Cruise Industry Updates, Sam Blythe from Travel Education and Voluntourism, Kay Fernandez, the Best in Chocolate Travel, and Karen LaPerry, a Tuscan Landscape. This show is brought to you in part by O2Cruise.com, your online cruise superstore, and in part by USA 3000, offering low-cost fares from St. Petersburg, Fort Lauderdale, Fort Myers, Orlando, and Fort Lauderdale. I think I already said that. I must have missed St. Petersburg. Anyway, we have Mr. Evan Eggers, president of O2Cruise.com, on the phone. Good morning, Evan.
Good morning, Roy.
And let's just see, what is happening out there in the cruise industry?
Well, we got a variety of fun things for people who live very far away, who could be listening to you on your webcast in Hawaii. They get to enjoy a newly renovated cruise terminal starting this Saturday.
Yeah, that tell us about that.
You have a $26.5 million renovation project in Honolulu. So this is, you know, it'll be the primary origin destination for the majority of Hawaii cruises. And appropriately, the Norwegian Wind will be the first ship to call there, appropriately, I'd say, because, of course, Norwegian is by far the, you know, 1,000-pound gorilla of the Hawaii cruise market now. So, you know, that'll be great. I mean, the state of Hawaii realized that when Norwegian came and made the commitment and Hawaii cruising was going to go gangbusters, that they needed to make an investment, so they did, and that'll be a nice way of starting into cruise out there.
Sounds super.
Yeah.
There was also an interesting item, is that the one of the ships broke loose from the pier in New Orleans.
Oh, I know. I couldn't. So some of these things, you know, I see these headlines sometimes, and I'm like, this can't be true. Somebody's messing with me here, but... No, Carnival's Ecstasy, which is one of the ships being used by FEMA still to house relief workers in the aftermath of Katrina, one of the bollards on the pier, now for using nautical terms here, bollard, of course, is that big, enormous post on the pier that ships get tied up to, and one of the bollards just gave way. And, you know, it was an old pier, and, you know, these things shouldn't happen, but it did. So this one bollard gave way, then there's a chain reaction as the various lines tying the ship to the pier started to let go. The upshot was the ship just set sail on a little unscheduled mile-long cruise down the Mississippi River.
And it's an 855-foot ship.
Yeah, wrong way first, I might add.
Oh, my goodness.
It was stern first.
And this apparently happened very early in the morning.
It did, that's right. This is between 5 and 6 in the morning. I just can't imagine being one of these, you know, firemen or policemen who's being housed on board this vessel and actually having the report to the lifeboat announcement come over to your stateroom speaker. We're tied up at the pier. What do you mean report to the lifeboat? So, of course, nothing, very, very luckily, nothing bad happened. The ship was spun around. It barely missed a couple of military vessels that were there. But the ship's crew, which I give them a lot of credit for this, had the thrusters online within just a couple of minutes. And also, a river pilot, raced over to the ship and got on board. Between getting the thrusters online, getting the engines powered up, and getting help from some tugboats, they were able to get this thing under control and have it hit nothing, which is just remarkable. So the passengers on board had to go stand by the lifeboats, but not get them or evacuate or anything else like that. So,
could you imagine, though, the damage that this thing could have done?
It could have. That's really just so lucky. It's unbelievable how lucky they got. The thing that I was impressed with Carnival about is, you know, I'm thinking that when the ship is tied up at the pier, I'm amazed they can get the thrusters online that fast. If the ship's been tied up at the pier and gone nowhere for months.
Right.
That they were, you know, on the ball enough and ready enough for those thrusters fired up in 2 minutes. That's incredible.
Yeah, it is incredible. That sure does. I guess somebody was kind of stationed. They must have all-night watches and people stationed at the various points.
I never had thought it through before, but I guess even when the ship is tied up to the pier for months, they still have an officer up in the bridge just in case.
I can remember from old Navy days, there was always somebody on duty, even if you were in dock, you know. But then there's a couple other interesting things. It looks like there's some new amenities or activities, you might call them, on a couple of the cruise ships. One is boxing and one is bowling.
Isn't that funny? We're having a very sporting week, as it turns out. The cruise lines, they're always looking for ways to one-up each other and themselves, and they've certainly done it. In this case, it's Norwegian Jewel, which is a new Norwegian vessel coming out in 2007. they announced they're putting a full-size 10-pin bowling lane on board the ship. And their press release is kind of tongue-in-cheek, you know, acknowledging that it might not be a perfect game of bowling as the vessel moves from side to side out
right.
in the open
sea. That's kind of crossed my mind.
But I imagine that that'll add to some of the fun of it. And this is part of their sports bar and nightclub complex on that ship they're going to call Bliss. So it'll be a big sports bar thing and having a bowling lane there. It sounds like fun to me. I like bowling.
Yeah, and then the boxing will be fun as well.
That's right. And on the Freedom of the Seas, of course, Royal Caribbean and their masterful quest to maximize the publicity spin, the media play they get on the world's largest cruise ship that's coming out in just a few months. They've been dripping out details on what's on board. First, they dripped out the detail that they're going to have on board surfing, and then last week they dripped out the detail that they're going to have on board boxing. And Royal Caribbean has really invested in the whole fitness facilities on board this ship. It has, you know, in addition to the boxing, they're going to have some next-generation spin-type classes, or they're having room for Pilates, just all kinds of really forward-looking health and fitness kind of stuff going on. And in addition to it's a full-size, you know, regulation Everlast boxing ring. They're having, you know, speed bags, the whole nine yards. So, and they'll have classes set up around this so that people who want to, you know, go and have fun with it can go and have fun with it and be instructed in how to do so properly.
Right. The president of the cruise line, I think he said he preferred another activity or something to that effect.
Oh, yeah, well, that's right. They recognize it won't be for everybody.
Evan, that's great stuff. I thank you, and we'll talk to you next week.
Absolutely. Have a good show.
Thanks. Bye for now.
All right.
Evan Eggers of Oak2Cruise.com. And when we come back, I'm going to do a tribute to Sir Freddie Laker. So stay with us.